I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Oh my God. I love when I see someone, whether if it's on the street or over Zoom, and I feel like I know them. And that's exactly what happened with Gina today. I felt like I knew her, but I know it was her loved ones. And even though she was surprised that I felt like I knew her, she was also very surprised on the messages that she heard from her departed loved ones. I hope you all enjoy this very special episode of Hey Spirit. Well, it's very exciting to meet you.
You too.
I first want to take this opportunity to thank you for all your support, because without you, I couldn't continue to do what I do.
You're welcome.
And it is an honor and a privilege to be able to share my gift with you today.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm just going to give a little quick speech and then we're just going to get started. This session and experience today is about healing. It is about your loved ones giving you what you need to hear, not maybe what you want to hear. Sometimes I might say something to me, you might be like, I don't understand that. Tell me. Because my life experience and my frame of reference is most certainly different than yours. And my signs and symbols have multiple meanings. I wish I communicated with spirit a much easier way, but I think they think it's funner. That's really about it. Do you have any questions before we get started?
No.
Okay. So I invite you to the most amazing and beautiful messages from your loved ones today.
Thank you so much.
As I started to enter the other side, I felt several things. There were three souls immediately present that I saw. I got very heavy in the head. So when I enter the other side, I always like to express what I'm feeling. Sometimes it makes sense. Sometimes it makes sense during the reading. But I felt this heaviness to my head. And then I felt a restriction to my throat, which means that I couldn't communicate or end, or I was not able to say goodbye. How do we connect with the mom that is departed? If your mom's not departed, it could be a grandmother or an aunt or someone that was like a mom to you. There is also a father energy that steps forward.
Yes. Okay. My father passed. Mm-hmm. And grandmother.
Okay. So know that the souls are together. How do you connect with the head with your dad or the brain? Because I feel this heaviness in here, and it's almost like this heaviness in my face. And I never had that heaviness, like in the face.
In the face.
So I don't know what that is. Does that make sense to you? Was his face swollen or did he not look the same?
He didn't pass of anything with the brain, but he did tell me that they recently had found something on his brain, but he didn't My father never took care of himself, so I don't know if it was something like that.
That's fine. Or were there things that you said to your father that you feel that he did not hear or you wished that you said? Because he said to me, please tell her that nothing was left unsaid. And I need her to know. This is what they had me write. Mom, dad married. So did you get married after your dad died? Or was there something about a wedding or something about being married? I don't know what this means.
We got married before my dad passed.
Okay. But was it very quick?
The wedding? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he keeps showing me I didn't miss out on her milestones. So milestones are usually like graduations, jobs, weddings, children, validating that they know how we have continued our life here in the physical world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have to say this though, because your dad, this is the thing about spirit. When they show me something, we validate it, but I feel like there was more to it. He made my face feel swollen again. So I don't know what that is. So I don't know if he, usually if a soul filled up with fluid, they would make my legs feel numb. But your dad made me feel the face, and I feel this, I'm going to pass on it because I don't know what it is. It's like I literally feel like my face is swollen, and I don't know why. I am going to tell you this, Gina. Your dad did say that he did want to take responsibility for his departure. Now, when souls take responsibility, it does not mean that they intentionally took their own life. What this means is that they take responsibility for their actions, non-actions that caused or attributed to their departure. Sometimes if they were diabetic and they ate candy or chocolate every day. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he was diabetic actually. So we think that that's, I truly actually don't know the full cause of his death, but he wasn't here when he passed. He was in a different state.
That's fine. Because I said to him, I go, why are you telling me? Because he told me the second I saw his soul that he took responsibility. And I said, okay. I said, but bring me through how you died first. And then he made me feel the head. And then I felt this swollenness. I felt this restriction in my throat, which is my symbol for not being able to say goodbye.
Right, right.
Then he showed me that he did not want you to have any regrets. And whatever that is, I should have been there more. Maybe he never should have went away. Whatever it is, he says, I don't want you to feel that you or anyone else should have done more for me or could have. Do you understand that? Because this is why the responsibility is important, because he keeps going like this to me, which means that he kind of kept everyone at a safe distance, didn't tell everyone what was going on with him, how he was feeling.
Right.
Correct? So he says, I also don't want you to think that I suffered to my death, or more importantly, that I was alone when I died.
Right.
So it was more of like, I was alone and suffering. And he said, no, he showed me that he actually, I feel like he actually had a peaceful passing because he just laid me down in a bed and closed my eyes. That's usually my symbol for where a soul has a peaceful departure where they did not suffer to their death.
Right. Right.
Correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Were your mom and him together at the time of his departure?
No, divorced.
But he wants to acknowledge your mom. Okay?
Yes.
He said, even though we weren't married, he says, please, and I hope she knows this, that I still loved her.
Yes.
He says, and I am sorry for the choices that I made. Now, yes. I feel like your dad's like, listen, he's like, I want to take responsibility for my part in the separation.
Yes.
And whatever it is, I feel like your dad never took responsibility for that.
Right.
And he says, and for that, I am sorry. I am sorry that I did not take responsibility for that. Is somebody remarried? Or did he remarry?
Okay. He remarried.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So know that he says, I am not asking or looking for forgiveness. he says, I want to take responsibility and say that I am sorry because I never did that.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
And I feel like that was very big for your dad because he made me feel like almost like I blamed someone or something for every misfortune in my life. Like there was a reason and like I didn't take responsibility. Mm-hmm. How do you connect with the brother? Do you have a brother?
Yes, I have a brother.
And he's here in the physical world, correct?
Yes.
And are there children in the family that were born after your dad departed?
Yes, my daughter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So know that he held her soul because he goes, you skipped over. He's like annoyed at me. I go, what are you annoyed at me for? He goes, you skipped over. I told you I missed the milestone. I go, all right, well, I said it. He goes, you got to say it again. So know that he held her soul before coming here into the physical world, knows of her. And he kind of made me feel like she was a little spitfire, that one.
Yes, yes, she is.
You know, like he showed me like my children, like my son, he was so laid back, like easy. Victoria was a little bit more of a spitfire.
Yeah, yeah.
So know that your dad has not missed out. Who has two children? Or were there two children born after him? But you have two children.
I have two children, yeah. Okay. One was born before he passed, one was born after.
And was there a child named after him, form of a name or a middle name? I don't care if it was an initial or we thought about it and then we didn't.
My daughter's named after his mom, after my grandmother.
Perfect. As long, because he told me that one of the children was a namesake.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. So know that he knows. She's the mother that I saw when I first went over to the other side. Is that correct? She's departed?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. My grandmother.
Because she looked through, she goes, she started waving. She's like, that's me. That's me. I go, she's so adorable. I'm like, why are you waving? I go, you don't have to wave. It was almost like, I've never seen that before. She's like, oh, that's me. That's me. So know that they know of the children and watch over. Who has the boys though? Or is there another boy in the family?
Another boy in the family. I mean, no, just my son. My brother doesn't have any kids.
Okay. Did someone have the miscarriage or the termination?
Yes, I did.
So know that he holds the soul of the child that did not get the opportunity to walk here in the physical world and that the soul continues to grow on the other side.
Thank you.
Now, is on your husband's side of the family? Mm-hmm. I don't know what this is. So I feel like I wanted to go to your husband's side of the family, but as soon as I went to his side, they pulled me back to your side of the family. But then I felt that there was this young male that passed, but he passed tragically or unexpected. And I say young because they left the physical world before we feel their time.
Yes, my husband's father.
Okay. So know that he steps forward. And I don't know if you were thinking, oh my God, I wonder if he's going to step forward. Mm-hmm. And then your father-in-law looked at me and he goes, oh, my son's never going to believe this, Teresa.
Yes, yes.
20. Okay, so how do you connect with the number 20? So it'll either be that sometimes the number 20 stands for 20 years or it's I've missed out on decades of someone's life.
20.
Or the 20th of a month, or maybe your husband was 20 when his dad passed.
No, I'll have to think about that one.
So 20. I'm going to pass. I can't misinterpret a number. So I like to pass on the numbers because we might not be thinking about it. It could be someone's birthday, their anniversary. It doesn't matter who it is.
Right.
Because I keep hearing John. And when I hear John, that's my symbol for that someone goes by a nickname and or there was a child named after someone. Form of a name or a middle name?
I have to think about with the name John. With the
John. No. John's just my symbol for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My husband was named after. There is, he did have, well, my son was named after my husband, and my, which is also my father-in-law's name. So that name carries in the family.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
So know that he knows, because I feel like your father-in-law is gone.
Yes.
A while. Is that correct? Or for some time? It's more than 2 years, correct?
Yes. About, okay. About 5 years.
Okay. And how do you connect with the number eight? The month of August, the eighth of a month?
My mom is December 8th.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm interpreting the information correctly. Now, I don't know, was there a separation with your husband and his dad? What I mean by separation, because when a soul goes, like, they show me this and then they bring me East Coast, West Coast, mm-hmm. it's my symbol for that there was a separation. It could be emotional, geographical, communication. Or
geographical, because, yeah, my husband's, well, my husband's originally from Dominican Republic, so his father lived there. Oh. And, okay. You know, he moved here, so they were separated that way.
So know that your father-in-law does not want your husband to feel that they should have or could have had more time. Do you understand that? Or your husband should not have made any different choices and or decisions. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because he says, please tell my son that I heard him say goodbye.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know, what this is. Did your husband FaceTime with his father?
Yeah, they would FaceTime.
Oh, okay. Because he kept showing me the FaceTime. And then he said to me, I'm not sick.
Yeah. Yes, his father passed of pneumonia. And so it was pretty sudden. And but his father didn't go to the hospital right away. And then
okay,
that's what happened.
So look, when souls say that they take responsibility, it's feeling not to feel that your husband could have done anything more, because he literally looked at me and said, I'm not sick.
Mm-hmm.
So it's saying that there's no way that I ever would have thought that I would have died.
Yes.
Or that your husband would have seen that I was that sick that I was going to die. Because
mm-hmm.
he just labored my breathing like these three breaths, and then he just peacefully departed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month, because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. Is there also a brother that departed? I don't know if it's your dad's brother, or I felt like, because it was more like an uncle because they raised my vibration. So I would say more like an uncle, like if it would be like a brother or a brother-in-law.
No, not on my side. I just know my husband's uncle had passed.
Oh, okay. So look, I don't think
he knew him too well.
But that's okay. I asked your father-in-law to validate that I interpreted correctly, and he brought forward the brother. So even if it was a brother-in-law to him, if it was his brother, however, the connection is validating that the souls are together on the other side. Did I already ask you this? Do you have the cousin that died?
Cousin that died.
Or do you know someone that passed in a car accident? Okay.
No.
Okay, I'm going to pass on that. They just brought it through me again. They just brought me through this passing like two or three times. And it was like a tragedy, like I was ejected from something. Okay, I'm going to pass on. Do you ski? Who's the skier?
The skier. I have a cousin that skis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did they know someone that possibly passed? I know this sounds crazy, but they literally just put me on the ski slopes and I felt like I was ejected from a snowmobile, or like I feel like, and it had to do with something with snow. Listen, this is what I say, Gina, all the time. This is why I'm good at what I do. Yes. I don't feel like it's right, but I had to say it. They showed it to me. Okay.
Right.
So it could be something if you went to your cousin, like, yeah, I know someone that, like, it's crazy. And I kind of asked that, being that your father-in-law departed and he was in another country and he said things, and I said to him, I said, well, you know, I want your son to really know that you meant this and that this was what you see from heaven, what your son needs to hear. And even though your husband might not talk about it, he's holding on to that and saying, I don't want you to hold on to this.
Right.
And I said, can you validate it for me? And then that's when he brought me through that like kind of tragedy and the accident. Your dad showed me something, but I didn't feel it. So I'm going to explain to you my meaning of what he showed me, but you might have to place it on how it fits in your life. It might not be exactly this way. He showed me my symbol for when there's a child standing on a corner and the sun goes down and they're left by themselves. That's my symbol for where a parent wants to say that they're sorry for disappointing their child. Not being the dad or the mom that we needed him to be. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
Now, this does not mean, because then your dad looked at me and he's like, but that doesn't mean that I wasn't a good person, right, Teresa? And I'm like, no, that's not what it means. And he's like, I want to make sure, I'm just taking responsibility for that, right? And I'm like, yes. So know that he wants to take responsibility and say that he's sorry for not being the dad that you needed him to be. And I'm also going to say this, and for, I'm going to say, in a sense, leaving you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And leaving you with those emotions of not knowing how to feel or even what to do with that.
Yes.
And then your dad wants me to explain to you what happens when a soul apologizes to someone. How a soul, from when I channel, is able to apologize to someone, it means that they had to relive their life through our eyes. So your dad had to feel what it was like for you when your dad wasn't there for you the way that you needed him to be, or whatever it is, whatever that negative emotion because of your dad's actions left you with, your dad had to feel. And he says, and for that, I am sorry. And he says, and it also goes for your mom.
Yes.
He said, I feel like he did not know how to love or unconditionally love at that time in his life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Oh.
He had a hard way of showing it.
But I feel like he got a little better with age.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I said to him, I go, what is this? Like, I don't know. And then he made me feel like, he goes, well, I kind of understood it. He says, as I got older.
Yes.
He says, and different relationships.
Mm-hmm.
He says, but I realized what I had and what I let go of.
Yes.
He says, and that is why I needed to say to my daughter to please tell mom that I always loved her. And I wish I appreciated her and her love at that time.
Right.
Because your dad's making me feel like that your mom still honored him at his time of his departure. So whether it be if she went to his services or said a prayer or mm-hmm. whatever it is that she did, he wants to thank her for that. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He says that's one thing about, I'm just referring to your mom as his wife, mm-hmm. is that she always handled herself with dignity and grace.
Yes, she did.
He says, and I want to thank her for that. Was there something where you were just looking at old photos of your dad? He just showed me an old picture of you and your dad, but I feel like you were young. So don't be surprised if you come across photos or you happen to see something. Know that your dad is just validating that his soul is with you at that exact moment.
Yeah, I was looking at a photo recently.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was looking at one of my baby photos, and I think it was him. And if someone was in the photo, I couldn't tell if it was him or my grandfather. But
well, he said to me, those were the days. Mm. And I loved that he said that at that moment of him just saying, I didn't, like him realizing what he let go of or what he didn't fight for.
Right.
Whatever it is, I've never had this emotion in this way of a father or a husband, ex-husband, taking a responsibility in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved how he did it with the picture and then actually said to me, I heard him say, those were their days. Those were the days.
Yes.
Now, your mom still live near you?
Yes.
Because your dad keeps showing me this big house. So I don't know if it's maybe if you moved or you just
he built a home that that we lived in growing up. And then eventually we had to sell it. Okay. But yeah, my mom loved that home.
Okay. But he says it was we had to let go of the home.
Yeah, it was a lot for my mom.
It was a burden.
Mm-hmm.
It was a burden. And whatever the burden is, sometimes it's just maintenance. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is a financial burden. Because I said to your dad, I was like, why do you keep wanting, he keeps wanting to apologize to your mom.
Yeah, he didn't help her enough that as much as she wanted.
But not only that, but I felt like he goes, I took so much from her. And I feel like the house was the last thing that he needed to acknowledge for that.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, and I'm sorry, because I know how much that home meant, because it just wasn't a house to my wife. It was a home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is your mom's mom deported?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's stepping forward. She goes, is that my daughter you're talking about? Was there a piece of jewelry, Gina, that you had redone or wear differently And I don't know if it was something from your grandmother, because they showed me my symbol for engagement ring into a necklace. That's just my symbol for where we thought about or we actually changed a piece of jewelry.
Yes, I did. I have my engagement ring, but my husband recently upgraded my ring, and I didn't make anything yet, but we were saying, should we make it into a necklace or what should we do with the engagement ring? But I didn't get to it yet.
This doesn't mean that you have to do that or you should do that. When souls bring up things that we're thinking about doing or wanting to do, know that it is their way of validating, because I want crazy things that you'd be like, why would they bring that up? Why would they bring up that we had the conversation? But how would they know that?
Right.
Right. Knowing that the souls know, and more importantly, the souls were present. How do you connect with real estate? Do you buy real estate, or are you looking into buying other property or something with real estate?
Yeah, we're looking into buying real estate. Okay. My mother does real estate too.
Oh, perfect. I wanted your loved ones to validate that I was in turn. They showed me like someone was a real estate, and then I was looking into real estate.
Yeah, a lot of people in my family are real estate agents.
Look, this doesn't mean then you call them all up and say, Grandma said I need to buy another piece of property. It's just validating conversations and that they are still a part of our life. I'm going to ask you something. Did you actually sit, or did you wish you were able to sit with your dad after he passed?
Definitely.
Okay. So know that he says, I don't want you to feel that way. I want you to know that nothing was left unsaid, and I heard everything. And I don't want you to feel that you should have been there or came at that moment. He says, this is why it was important, Gina, for me to take responsibility for my actions, my choices, because he made me feel like it kind of justified certain things or decisions that you made in the past. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, and I don't ever want you to feel that you should have made different choices.
Right.
Do you connect with the license plate? Or is it something about a license plate? They just showed me a license plate. Okay.
No.
Do you know someone that lost a child?
Myself. I did have a miscarriage.
Right, but we talked about that, right?
Someone that lost a child.
Yes,
I do. I do. My uncle lost his son.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
About a year ago.
Okay. So know that his soul is at peace with God. Because remember I kept talking about the cousin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So know that his soul is safe and at peace with God. We weren't expecting him to pass. Is that correct?
Yeah, we weren't expecting that.
So know that his soul is with your loved ones on the other side. And his dad is still here in the physical world, correct?
Yes.
He says, I need my dad to have faith. This does not mean now that your uncle has to go to a medium, even believe in what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to believe in an afterlife and to know that his son is at peace with his parents.
Yes.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Was there a tree or a bench done in memory of someone or for someone? It could be the cousin.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's a possibility.
I feel like there was something done in memory of him, because then as soon as I said it and you didn't answer right away, he showed me all of my symbols. He showed me a donation. He showed me like a scholarship. Like he showed me all my symbols for, he showed me releasing of the balloons, lanterns. He showed me all of these things mm-hmm. being done in memory of someone.
I'll definitely ask my aunt after this because she'll okay. know the answer to that.
Okay. And I think it's important because the reason why I chose to say faith, Gina, was because mm-hmm. he handed me a mustard seed. So that's my symbol for where someone needs a little bit of hope. They need something to hold on to. And I get that. Parents are not supposed to bury their children. And especially when they leave the physical world in an untimely manner.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been struggling with that. And at the same time, my uncle, he got cancer within the same year. So a lot, you know, he was hit with a lot in mm-hmm. one time. So it was, he does need to have more faith and hope.
And to know that the things that he senses and feels is his son. Because he handed me the mustard seed again. And I said, okay, what does that mean? And he said, please tell my dad that he can be as angry as he wants with God. Mm-hmm. He says, but know that heaven is for real and my soul dwells with God.
That's beautiful.
It's almost like he wants his parents to love and honor themselves more than the anger that they carry. Mm-hmm. Do you connect with the birds? Do you connect with like a red cardinal?
Whenever I do see a red cardinal, I do think of someone that passed or...
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
I do, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay. So know when that happens, know that it's the soul getting you to notice it. I'm going to say that it is also a connection with the cousin.
The cousin, okay.
Do you connect with the West Coast or someone with the West Coast or in another part of the country? Because I don't know where else a hummingbird would be, because we don't have hummingbirds here, right? I don't think hummingbirds are common.
No, not too much. See, when my dad passed, he was in Utah, which is over on the west side.
Oh. Okay. So do you connect with like a hummingbird or like a dragonfly?
No, we used to. In my mom's house, she used to get outside. There used to be a lot of hummingbirds, actually. Yeah, there
what?
Would be. She had a bird.
All right. Stop it. I just said I need someone to validate that I interpreted correctly. And your dad, I'm so surprised at him. He's so forthcoming. He's so proud that he was able to do what he did today.
Oh.
And I said to him, I go, listen, I go, you're going to have to really validate this. And he showed me the hummingbirds. And I'm like, wait a minute, but she's in Jersey. How is she seeing hummingbirds?
Yeah, my mom would get them at her house.
What?
Yeah, she would get some. She had a bird feeder outside in the backyard. And so sometimes she would get, yeah, definitely a lot of birds out there. And we always, Perfect. You know, whenever I see a bird or a cardinal, it does make me think of someone, a loved one that's passed.
That's amazing. So know that that truly is a sign. I like to say to people, anything that goes on around you that mm-hmm. makes you think of them, I don't care how crazy it is. The crazier, the better. Where you right. really sit back and you're like, why would that happen?
Mm-hmm.
That's them.
Aww.
That's them. I turned to your dad and I saw him and he wanted me to tell you that I said to him that I was proud of him. Because I can't explain it. I see things. It's not the way we see things, but I could see how nervous he was because he made me feel like he had this one shot. He's making me feel very emotional. He had this one shot to do this and to yes. do it right. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, I didn't think I was ever going to get this opportunity.
Oh.
He actually thanked me.
Oh.
And I told him that I was proud of him.
It was always very hard for him to express his feelings.
I just got the chills. I just got the chills from head to toe.
Yes.
That in itself, Gina, mm-hmm. is such a gift from your dad.
Yeah.
Of faith, definitely. Peace, and for your mom. Like, not that it's going to make it any better, but hopefully maybe a little easier in knowing, you know what? He did see. He did recognize me
right.
for that. Does right. know how I still to this day try to handle everything with dignity and grace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel that, that people say I never win anything. I know that it was your dad. I know that it was his soul saying, I am ready. I need to do this. Yes. I have the ability to express emotion and I need to do this now. Mm-hmm. So my family can continue to flourish and grow knowing that I see everything in a different light. And I know what I missed out on. I know what I gave up.
Yeah.
But I am so grateful to be able to live life through your eyes.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you today.
Thank you so much, Teresa. It was amazing. Thank you.
I feel like I know you. Like
I know.
I literally, when I popped in the room, I was like, did I meet you before? Like, I literally felt like I met you before.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank them. They're the ones that did it. I was just crazy enough to say it. And it is, I think that's the hardest thing with my gift. It's like, sometimes I get things and I want to get it, but I want to feel the emotion with it. And it really validates your dad. I knew it. I saw it, but I fully didn't feel it. But I think it was also the validation of your dad being able to express emotion because he never knew how to do that.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
So that's why I always say it's important for me to share how they're communicating with me, what they're saying, what they're doing, even though it makes no sense to me,
mm-hmm.
it could be life-changing to the person that I'm speaking to.
Yes, definitely.
So they did an amazing job. Aww. And I want to thank you for sharing this on Hey Spirit.
Thank you for having me on your show. It was amazing. I'm so happy to meet you. Hi, I'm Gina Duran. I'm from Ocean Township, New Jersey. I was looking forward to connecting with my father, and yes, he did come through in the reading. When he came through in the reading, yes, I felt very surprised. I felt emotional. It was a very exciting experience to connect with him. What felt rewarding was to hear that he was in peace and he was watching over us and, you know, recognizing that we're all here with him, and it was nice. The overall experience, it was great. It was, you know, really exciting to connect with loved ones that passed. She connected also with other family members of mine, like my grandparents, my father-in-law, a cousin in the family. So it was, it was a really touching experience. I can't wait to go call my mom now and say, you know, what connection do you have to this or that? You know, one of the things she mentioned was a bench. Was there like a memorial bench? And there might be. So it's those are things that I want to ask questions to see. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It was a great experience. Teresa's amazing. I'm so grateful to meet her. I always wanted to meet Teresa.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com. For tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.